Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I mean, if everything is unfolding as it should and predestined, on the highest level, you can't disallow it, can you?
You can naturally disallow it, but you hear these words and you no longer react to it. By not reacting, you disallow it. Whereas if you didn't hear the words, you would still be fighting. But now you watch, and you see them falling before your eyes, yet you do not react to it. Before you realize who you are, you're like a mirror, like that mirror over there, and the reflection is taking place. But you are not the reflection. You remain as the mirror. So you do not fight. You do not argue. You do not fear. And you're not overly happy.
Not overly happy?
Yes. Physically. Well, if you won somebody won $40 million in the lottery last night, if you won $40 million, would you be overly happy?
For a while.
That's what I mean. We become overly happy for a while. But if you understand what I'm talking about, all that stuff stops.
Papaya
sounds good. Good, yeah.
Well, they are mixed.
They might be kind of sweet.
Papaya pineapple,
and the other is apple apricot. What's the other
question, then? I accept that we know nothing, and yet I think Arnold brought up the other day the evolutionary process, which has a certain logic to it. Would that be just, I guess that would be just part of a dream, right? In other words, that would be an explanation within a dream.
All explanations are a dream.
That's true, because there's nothing involved that didn't exist.
There's no cause. There's no birth of anything. So there are no explanations. You're wasting time trying to explain.
That's true, because you're explaining the non-existence.
People write voluminous texts about nonsense, about existence. And we read and we get involved, and we try to be intelligent about it, and we suffer. All suffering stops when you stop searching and you stop fighting.
Yeah, you want April?
Yeah. So, Robert, if you're saying that you're saying we should be, since we really don't know what anything is, and since we don't know who we are, therefore we would be released into a disposition.
Oh, I have some.
We would be released.
How about you, Michelle?
We would, if we don't really know what anything is, and we realize that the self that we think we are is just all conceptual, or it's an illusion, that would automatically release us into a no-self condition.
Into emptiness.
Into emptiness.
But remember, the emptiness is not real emptiness. It's bliss.
It's like a no-center. it's not like the regular spiritual path. They're always trying to get you to go back to the center, and that keeps you in the self, ego self, you know. But this is like a releasement.
Total release.
Total
emptiness. There's no center.
So no center. No center. That's tremendous.
Well, if there was a center, where did it come from? There's no center.
Yeah, and as long as there's thinking, that's the center. We separate ourselves right there.
Exactly.
When we're released, there's no center. There's vastness.
So there's no thought to have no center.
And there's no differentiation between things if there's only...
No discrimination whatsoever.
A release is scary to the ego.
No, it's death. It's death. Nobody wants it. How many people are here? Do you see the whole Los Angeles wanting this? Nobody wants it.
This is why I always say in the beginning, I'm just relating my confession, what I feel, the experiences that I've been through. And I ask no one to accept it. But I ask you to work on yourself and see what happens.